So parents, maybe look around in the lives of your children for things they might be struggling with alone.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Are they struggling with a certain course, a certain academic field, a certain athletic challenge, a certain relationship? Get under the burden of that. That's support. And in our ministries, let's look maybe this weekend. During our times of worship and Bible study, for people around us, maybe under a burden. And let's not leave them alone. Let's come alongside like Christ had done for us and get under the burden. Just a few simple words at times. Just want you to know I care. Let's take a moment to pray.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Did you know there is a connection between your ability to experience a heart of gratitude and your ability to receive? You'll experience that connection on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio. Daily, biblical, and very practical how-tos for loving God and loving others. Today, we wrap up our week-long series on the challenge to receive. Today, the challenge to experience gratitude in our hearts and lives and relationships, and how that is linked to our ability to receive. To explain the connection, here are David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
Now, Teresa, as we enter today's program, okay, we're going all the way back to the garden, and we're going to talk about Eve. Are you ready for this?
As long as I get equal time.
Okay, we'll give Eve equal time here. All week long, we've been talking about the challenge of receiving. And, you know, if we were to trace all the way back to why is it so difficult to receive, and the challenge that happens when we don't, we find some important principles in the garden fall.
Go ahead.
There you go.
Go ahead.
We're talking about today's program on Great Commandment Radio, that when we receive from God through His Son, through His Word, through the blessing of fellowship with other people, we have the potential to experience God's plan of gratitude for our lives. And as we look back in Genesis chapter 3, we find an interesting challenge as Eve takes her focus off of everything she has received. Some of us are we have a tendency to be surrounded by all that we have received, and Eve's focus was moved away from that to focus on the one thing she did not have. In fact, the one thing in the garden that would hurt her, and she was led to focus on that. And when she did, her gratitude was stolen. God's plan was for us to receive that it might stir our hearts of gratitude, because it's possible that gratitude is what guards our hearts and minds from some of these other pain-filled emotions. And so we left our audience hanging from yesterday's program as to, right here in this room, there might be the working of God to stir one of us with occasionally more gratitude.
David, I am very grateful for you pointing that out about Eve. And I'm very grateful that you have brought this up about my needing to receive. And I received that from you.
Through the fellowship of the saints.
Now,
you're receiving.
Now that I have received this, Are you ready to receive yourself?
We'll soon find out. Right here live on Great Commitment Radio.
I guess we could say a back at you, Dave, on old Adam. Uh-oh. You know, Adam, it was in the same environment as Eve, and Adam had the same opportunities, did he not? And what did he do? He passed the buck.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
So I get your point.
He kind of blew it secondhand.
Yes,
even,
he did.
Yeah.
So, ladies, I'm trying to keep us from getting the whole bum rap about generation and generation and generation. Adam had some of his own stuff to work on, too, didn't he?
He really did. You know, and on today's program, I think what we're going to be talking a little bit about is the prayer of Jesus in John 17:13, when he actually prays, I pray that these disciples of mine might have my joy made full in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I think it's neat that Jesus would actually pray for us to be filled with his joy. You know,
I think that the disciples could have been a motley crew. Maybe they needed a little joy.
They needed a little lightening up. They needed a little
joy.
Oh,
goodness. We're having a good time on this Friday program, y'all.
We are. I mean, you know, really, you know, I don't know, but I'm be honest with you, I've had a concept of Jesus and of God for too many years that he was kind of a celestial killjoy.
Well, that he'd had this solemn look on his face going around,
yeah.
like a woe is me all the time.
He was scowling and shaking fingers, and mm-hmm. here we've got a Jesus who is wanting our hearts to be filled with his joy. Now, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So on today's program, let's explore how the mystery of receiving from God through his Son, through his Word, through the fellowship of other believers, allows us to experience the blessing of a thankful, grateful heart, our joy being made full.
I think what we're talking about is receiving all that he is.
That's really true.
Not just what we pigeonhole him to be.
And let's explore that for just a moment because, again, one of us in the room here is occasionally receiving challenged.
And you keep bringing this up, and I'm going to keep back at you, bud.
And so a part of what it seems takes place when good things are coming our way.
That's right.
When people are caring for us, maybe people are trying to love us, people are trying to give to us, and yet at times it's kind of almost not sticking. It's mm-hmm. almost not taking.
It's like water going through a sieve.
Yeah. We're not really mm-hmm. receiving it. And we have come to find that one of the most common underlying challenges there is a question.
Am I worth it?
Am I worth it?
Mm-hmm. That's a hard question to ask.
It really is.
We don't like to look at that.
Am I really worth receiving this goodness? Am I worth receiving this love? Am I worth receiving this interest in my life, this care for my life? And on today's program, if we get nothing else, we're hoping that the Spirit of God will communicate to all of us, God says, you're worth it. Not anything of us, not anything of our performance or having earned or merited it, but God, by the gift of his Son, has declared, you're worth it. We're glad you've joined us on Great Commitment Radio. As on this closing day's program of the week, we're focused upon the challenge of receiving. And as we allow God to press through in our challenge to receive, we'll experience more and more of that exceeding abundance, more and more of that joy being made full. How about you? Does that sound attractive to you? In our teaching segment, we're going to focus particularly upon the plan of the ages to restore to God's people the gratitude, are you ready for this, Teresa, that Eve lost in the garden. Or you might say Adam and Eve lost in the garden.
It's a couple relationship, remember?
Oh, I see, okay.
The two are joined together.
Oh, yes, okay. So God has a plan from the ages past to restore the gratefulness, the thankfulness that was present with Adam and Eve in the garden prior to the fall. We're glad you've joined us. Visit us at greatcommitment.net. You're going to find some free downloads we've been referring to this week that'll help you in your hearing from God. You're being nurtured and grown through the scriptures. You'll also find there the Kingdom Calling resource for the week, workbook, DVDs, CDs, other things that'll help you in your journey of experiencing more and more Great Commandment love. They'll also be helpful in your passing along principles in your life, small group, adult Bible study fellowship you may minister in that can touch your church and touch a community for the cause of Christ. Next, our teaching segment. We'll be back after this.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. It may be a challenge for you to receive, so here's a little homework. Go to our website. Every day you can receive a free download on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Today, more how-tos on experiencing and sharing gratitude. GreatCommandment.net, that's the place. There you can also order resources to help you if you're a parent or Christian single or in your marriage relationships or in church leadership. And it all goes to support local Christian radio. Go to GreatCommandment.net. Free downloads, more resources, chat rooms, our Great Commandment network of churches, too much to explain in too little time. Go to GreatCommandment.net, www.GreatCommandment.net. And this week's resource that helps support local Christian radio in your community is entitled Kingdom Calling. We'll take you into the Kingdom Calling workshop next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
I know, Teresa, as we oftentimes share in our conferences, this encouragement need is one that sometimes is a little bit difficult for people. And I know as we share that one, sometimes one of the ones that you admit is at times a little challenging for you.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
You know, as we're growing up, as children, we need to hear things like, you know you can do it. Give it a try. You'll do fine. Let me see you do it. I know you can do it. And high fives and cheers. That's what it is to give encouragement to children. And that's what we need also as adults.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit GreatCommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. How-tos for loving God and loving others. You're listening to Great Commandment Radio with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. The connection between living and worshiping with a heart of gratitude and your ability to receive. Let's go to the Kingdom Calling Workshop. And at the end of this segment, I'll give you again information on how you can order Kingdom Calling and support local Christian radio in your own community. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
As we faithfully walk as followers of Jesus Christ in the awe and wonder that the Creator is pausing to let us in on what He's up to, and then give us the privilege to yield in such a way that we co-labor with Him in extending His presence down here. we can't help but be overwhelmed by gratitude. I want to encourage you that one of the signs of Christ being formed in the believer is that overwhelming sense of gratitude. And I believe one of the things we want to learn to listen for, we want to listen beyond the whining. Whining of, well, why don't I get to do that? When am I going to get to sing? Why don't I get to participate in that? Why aren't I on that committee? Why don't I get on that office? I believe the testimony of the heart of the faithful follower of Jesus Christ, you won't see any whining in Christ in this book. You're going to see what he calls for the joy set before him. See, you have been made a partaker of inexpressible joy that is not of this world. You see, your joy and gratitude is not about your position, your place, your acclaim, or your fame. Your joy, your gratitude is coming from the wonder of what's happening between you and the one who has called you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. To enter into him with thanksgiving and praise. Could I ask you to believe God for this? For those of us in ministry leading small groups, trying to disciple people in local churches, Bible study leaders with children and youth, ministers, could I challenge you with this thought? I believe our churches are filled with people who are there doing it out of duty and obligation rather than imagine people involved in ministry and discipleship, in serving, in hospitality, in teaching, preaching, the people behind these pulpits who are living out the wonder. I can't get over the wonder that I get to do this. I believe it's that wondrous gratitude that will sustain our walk in this world. And as we live out hearing and yielding to him, that exercising of humility, faith, and gratitude will become more and more real in our lives. Long before there are external expressions, there is the work inside of us of being conformed to the image of Christ. Here's the way we'll close. 1 John 5:14-15 says, if you would ask anything according to his will, would it be according to his will that he might want to deepen in you more humility? Would it be according to his will that he might want to deepen in you more faith? Would it be according to his will that he might want to deepen in you more expressions of gratitude? In a moment, we're going to pause and I want you to listen to the Lord. Speak now, thy servant listens. And I want you to sense one of those three that God might speak to your heart right now. God, I sense you want to work in me over an issue of humility, more dependence, more vulnerability. Lord, I sense you want to work on my faith. Lord, you want to cast out some fear in my life that I can walk more in that declaration that this could happen. God could do this. Lord, I sense that you want to move me beyond focusing on what I don't have, can't do, and focus more on the wonder of my joyous gratitude in relating to you. What fresh, deepened work in that area, one of those areas God might want to do. In a moment, what I want to ask you to do is that verse says, if we would ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. All I want you to do is to simply yield to God about that. I want you to listen and yield. Father, simple sentence. Father, I want you to deepen your work of humility in my life. Father, I want you by the power of the Holy Spirit to deepen your work of faith in me. Remove fears that might need to be removed. Lord, I want you to deepen my work of the work of gratitude in my heart. Overwhelm me with the wonder of the privilege of walking with you. And I want you to pray like that. Confident that that verse says, if we would ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And about this joyous truth, you will have the request that you ask. Father, the attitude of our heart now is to speak to us. We listen. And Lord, as we're still before you, I pray that your Spirit, if not already, even now, speaks to each of us.
Dr. David Ferguson from the Kingdom Calling Workshop, minutes out of hours worth of training on how to experience Christ being formed within you and lived out in your relationships, your closest relationships, your marriage, your family, your church, and even your community and workplace. Kingdom Calling. Order your copy today, the workbook, along with the companion CD or DVD set, and you'll be supporting local Christian radio, receiving and giving simultaneously. Order Kingdom Calling right now, or just visit our website for today's free download or other resources that may help you in your walk. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call our staff toll free. We can even help you start a Kingdom Calling workshop and training course in your own church and community. Greatcommandment.net, toll free, 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. We wrap up the week with David and Teresa Ferguson. The Challenge to Receive, next on Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
You've been down in the valley, you've been criticized or in some way rejected or some point of struggle. And in some mysterious way, God has noticed that.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And through a sermon, time of devotional, a word from the Word, His Spirit has encouraged you. What a God we have, a God who meets needs. Meditate on that today. When you woke up this morning, you have a God who's longing to value you, to encourage you. And out of the wonder and the gratitude of that, would you look around in your life for others who might need the same?
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net, or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. And Teresa, in these closing few moments on today's program, let's try to address this question. As you mentioned in our opening segment, it's actually hard to even say or think. Am I worth it? Am I worth the care and the love, the giving, the interest, the compassion that may be expressed into my life? And one of the Bible verses that we oftentimes take great heart in is Romans 8:32, that since God did not withhold his only son, won't he with him freely give us what?
All things.
In other words, this God who gave us Jesus was not a stingy God.
Mm-hmm.
He was an abundantly giving God from whom we have received.
Mm-hmm.
And since he gave us Jesus, it's consistent that that kind of God would give us caring relationships.
Would want us to receive other things.
He would want us to receive other things. He would want us to be blessed. He would want us to at times receive answers to prayer. He would want us at times to receive the interest and the care and the love from other people. He would want us at times to be kind of startled by some of these fresh encounters in the Bible that we've talked about this week.
Well, those are all his divine creations, so he would want us to receive from everything that he's created.
That's right. So, as we close today's program, just imagine that a stingy God would have never given you Jesus. And when you think about Christ on the cross, it's the evidence of a very generous God. Imagine Christ on the cross. He's given you Jesus. Won't he give you all things? That's the heart of the real God. And as we imagine Christ at Calvary, we find there the answer to your question, honey. Am I worth it? Am I worth it? Because we imagine Christ at Calvary, it's a declaration that not of our merit, not that which we have performed or earned, but the Heavenly Father, by the gift of his Son, has said, you are worth the gift of my Son. He did it for you. He did it for you. At Calvary, there's a declaration that you and I are worth it in the eyes of the Heavenly Father. Your Creator has declared you worth it. Would you receive of his love as it comes to you through your times of meditation with the Christ, your times in the Word, your times of fellowship with other saints? Receive it this week, will you? It'll stir your heart with gratitude, and you'll be a part of fulfilling the prayer of Jesus. I pray that they might have my joy made full in them. We trust your joy be made full, even this Lord's Day, as you gather with his people. Bless you. We look forward to our time with you next week on Great Commandment Radio. Bye.
Bye.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries, thanks for joining us this week for Great Commandment Radio. And don't let the week end without visiting our website, chat rooms and churches, resources like Kingdom Calling and the Daily Free Download. You can also catch this broadcast and others absolutely free all through our website at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. One final reminder, every order of this week's resource, Kingdom Calling, goes to support a local ministry in your community. That is, local Christian radio reaches out to you, to the saved and the unsaved, to singles and single parents. Great Commandment Radio loves to support local Christian radio, and you can help by ordering your own copy of Kingdom Calling, experiencing how Christ is formed within you and lived out in your closest relationships. Kingdom Calling, the workbook, and the audio CD or DVD set at greatcommandment.net. Also the free daily download and much more at www.greatcommandment.net or toll free 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008 or greatcommandment.net. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, thanks for joining us this week for Great Commandment Radio. I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.